Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our engineer and producer, Mr. Aaron Zummers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, February 27th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you along here. High atop, we're here in Madison, and still try to break that habit, Summers. We're here in Madison, and it's a cloudy day. It's a cloudy day, and our chief meteorologist, or whatever meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, tells us that the winds are actually going to be whipping around. That's the toughest part of the forecast. Temperatures not bad at all, in the 40s, maybe near 50 in some places in Wisconsin, but the winds, this is serious now, 30-40 miles per hour, small limbs, but also big limbs on larger trees could bring down some power lines. So be careful where you park. Don't park with whipping winds. Don't park underneath a big limb where it could fall down. So be aware of that. Other than some tough wind conditions, people in trucks as well, high-profile trucks, also have trouble on the highways, byways, and freeways. So be aware of that. But otherwise, maybe some rain, some localized flooding. I know I heard much of the ground frozen to like 30 inches more in some places, which is going to cause, once it rains a little bit, there's nowhere for that water to soak in. So be aware of that as we go through the next few days. Some much-needed precipitation, but it might take a little while to sink in. Zommer's big show today. Looking forward to this one. We teased this. And we did it because I thought it was slightly funny, but it's a serious issue for a lot of folks because a lot of people are crafters. They are bakers. They sew. And one of the main stores, Joanne Fabrics, going out of business. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Take your phone calls. Does this affect you? Are you a big sewer, a big crafter? And where will you go now? So we'll take a look at that as well. Also, a brand new little segment we're doing today called Is It Fake or Is It Real? Going to give you some quotes, and you can tell me, do you think it's real or do you think it's fake? A lot of people asking, what can we do, Todd? We're a little irritated here, more than a little irritated and worried about the state of affairs in America. Well, there is a day of action planned starting at midnight tonight. We will tell you about it and how you can participate. And then hour number two, we're also going to do a little what's worse for you. Today is the food edition, dealing with ketchup. What do you put ketchup on? We'll talk about that in hour two. But let's get right into it here. And I listened this morning to, by the way, I was up early. I filled in for Pat Kreitlow on Up North News Radio with Greg Bach. That was a lot of fun. It's National Toast Day. So Kreitlow always goes through the national days. It's National Toast Day. And nobody enjoys a nice piece of toast better than me. And so I thought this would be fun. I'll bring in my toaster. And I don't normally buy brioche bread, but I thought, you know what, it crusts up really nice. So I bought a little brioche. I had some wheat bread. I brought that in, and we made toast on the show this morning. The brioche came out great, but I wanted a little bit darker on the wheat.
Oh, boy.
And I did that during Brittany Merlot's forecast, and I look over, and there's smoke rolling out of the toaster. I forgot about it. And so thank goodness we did not set off the fire alarms. I can tell you that. But the studio smells a little smoky. So
you see, sometimes smelling burnt toast is the sign of a stroke, or it's just a sign that Todd is nearby.
But it is National Toast Day. So enjoy your national toast for all those who celebrate. But no, I was up. I was here. I was listening to Jane and Greg this morning on Matt Nair on Air. And they covered this Supreme Court race. In fact, they had on Judge Crawford, one of the two candidates in the Supreme Court race, coming up April 1st, by the way, be a voter in that race. And so we're going to cover a little bit of the same thing. But the thing about Jane and I, we are big Broadway musical fans. And one of our favorite musicals, each of us, is The Book of Mormon, which Jane and I have sung together as we've traveled the highways and byways of Wisconsin together. So here now, in honor of Jane Matinere and our love, our mutual love of Broadway, and to introduce our next segment, having to do with the state Supreme Court race, time once again for Broadway Brad.
Back to biblical times, 1823.
Now, wait a minute. That's the Book of Mormon there. Book of Mormon, and taking us back to 1823. So that song has to do with these two kids. It's a musical. It's a comedy, but there's a meaning to it. And these two young Mormons go to Africa to evangelize, and they're trying to convert Africans. And so they spice it up because this kid Elder Price, he's a big kind of rock Donny Osmond fan, and so he tries to make the story of the Book of Mormon interesting. Well, we're not going to take you quite back to Book of Mormon days, but we are taking you back according to the Book of Mormon biblical times of 1849. And you say, Todd, why are we going back to 1849? And look, we're making a little bit of fun here just to have a little bit of fun with this. But there's a very, very serious part to it. Because this is so preposterous, most people would say, well, Todd, nobody wants to go back to 1849. We didn't have the same medical conditions. Women didn't have the right to vote. Civil rights was not enacted. Tougher to get around in a horse and carriage than it is a car. Unless you're really like, I don't know, not even Grizzly, Little House on the Prairie. If you're a big fan of Little House on the Prairie, I guess, fine. But most people don't want to go back to 1849. But you'd be surprised. You're exactly right, Zomers. And that brings us to Wisconsin's race for state Supreme Court between Judge Susan Crawford and none other than Broadway Brad Schimmel. Now, I know this guy a little bit, having been a former Republican that left the party in 2011, and this is the guy who defended Scott Walker's big voter suppression thing in a federal court, of which I was a key witness against Walker and Schimmel. And by the way, our side won all except on voter ID, which the Supreme Court said, you know, they couldn't get rid of. So Schimmel is 0-for-1 when going up against me in court. Not me personally, but what I was testifying on. So I know this guy Schimmel a little bit. And here's the thing about Brad Schimmel. I don't know if he enjoys a good Broadway play. He may. But apparently he likes to go back in history. So this is real now. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story from February 12th, 2025. So just a couple of weeks ago. Headline: Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel bring opposing views on abortion to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. When it comes to their views on abortion, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford are polar opposites. Schimmel, a conservative Waukesha County Circuit judge, opposes abortion, but recently said he would respect the voters' quote-unquote will on the issue. Crawford, a liberal Dane County Circuit Court judge, called the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade that was struck down the constitutional right to abortion, quote-unquote, wrong, and says that she's, quote, proud of her record, quote, fighting for our fundamental rights and freedoms, unquote. When they face off on the April 1st election, the winner will be elected to a 10-year term on the state's highest court and will likely help decide the future of abortion access in Wisconsin. In this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story by Mary Spacuzza, she goes on to write, both candidates have pledged to be impartial despite their partisan ties. Liberals currently hold the 4-3 advantage in the Supreme Court, but conservatives could regain control if Schimmel wins the race against Crawford. And then it goes into Schimmel's background or what Schimmel believes. And this, to me, is astounding. That Schimmel backs leaving Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law on the books. According to the Journal Sentinel story, years before Roe was overturned, Schimmel supported leaving in place Wisconsin's 1849 law of banning abortion without exceptions for rape or incest. Let me say that again. Without exception for rape or incest. When he was a Waukesha County District Attorney, Schimmel signed on to a 2012 legal paper that advocated for a plan to make abortion illegal in nearly all cases. The white paper from the anti-abortion group Wisconsin Right to Life argued that the U.S. Supreme Court could overturn Roe and that the 1849 law would then immediately make the procedure illegal in Wisconsin. Now, you say, Todd, that's a reporter. We think that's fake news. I don't. Mary Spacuzza is one of the best reporters in Wisconsin. But I get people might say, look, Todd, you don't like this guy, Schimmel. You got an axe to grind, so you're making this up. It turns out, no. So what better way to settle this than to hear Brad Schimmel's own words? Here now is a recording that, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they obtained from last summer at a Calumet County Republican, I'm assuming Republican meeting, but some sort of a meeting in Calumet County last summer. This has been publicized already. Schimmel does not deny it. Here is Brad Schimmel last summer.
I, as DA in Waukesha County, I was one of many DAs who signed a white paper recommending a research paper that recommended, some people are talking about, why don't we take that old 1849 abortion law off the books because you can't enforce it anyway? And we just said, no, just leave it. You never know. If the Supreme Court does reverse Roe v. Wade, well, then we have the law on the books.
Why don't we just leave it on the books? Brad Schimmel asks. Why don't we just leave it on the books? It's funny how recordings catch up with politicians. When it's expeditious for them in front of Republican or conservative Right to Life groups, they love to tell the truth. When they're up for a general election against a law and order candidate like Susan Crawford, they tend to say a very different thing. Brad Schimmel wants to take us back to 1849. I think that all of us could agree that there should be exceptions for rape or incest, but not Brad Schimmel. Hey, look, if abortion isn't your issue, maybe protecting law enforcement is. We've got more cuts for Brad Schimmel on that. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
If you order now, we'll also throw in a set of steak knives.
All American.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Ready Network. 21 now, past the hour of 12 noon on Thursday, February 27th, 2025. Zommers on the board. Todd behind the mic. Glad to have you along talking about Broadway Brad. Brad Schimmel. Apparently, like myself, a fan of Broadway tunes, like Book of Mormon. Only we're not taking you back to biblical times, Book of Mormon says. We're taking you back to 1849, according to Brad Schimmel. We just played you the cut in his own voice, his own words, which he does not deny, from last summer in Calumet County, where Brad Schimmel said of the 1849 Wisconsin abortion law that does not allow for rape or incest or endangerment of the mother's life, of rape or incest, that's the correct part. He says, Schimmel says, quote, "We just said no, just leave it. You never know. If the Supreme Court does reverse Roe v. Wade, then we'll have the law on the books," unquote.
I have a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't Supreme Court justices supposed to look at legal precedent and decide what's constitutional? And he's vying for that position.
I think the important point is that he's making it clear. And look, I give him credit for that, actually. He's making it clear before the election where he stands on the issue.
That is true.
He's trying to have it both ways. but last summer, he did tell the truth. He said exactly where he was, that he supports the 1849 abortion law in Wisconsin, that does not allow for exceptions for rape or incest for women. I just think that's appalling. I think regardless of whether we in Wisconsin believe in choice or are pro-life, most reasonable people say, look, if a woman is raped or is forced raped by someone in her family, incest, there should be an exception for that. And Brad Schimmel wants to go back to 1849 and says no. But look, if that isn't your issue, I get it. Maybe your issue is law enforcement, public safety. Long listeners of this show know that I was on the city council once, was in charge of public safety, the committee, worked closely with our fire and police department. You will not find a bigger advocate for our law enforcement officers in Wisconsin than myself. Make it very clear. Anybody who attacks a law enforcement officer unprovoked and without cause should be arrested and tried, and if found guilty, put in jail. By the same token, like what happened in Minneapolis with Black Lives Matter and George Floyd, in that case, there were four law enforcement officials who broke the law. They were arrested, they were tried by their peers, they were found guilty, and those law enforcement officers are in jail, and that's where they should be. But that doesn't give carte blanche to people in the crowd who just want to attack cops. It's not right. And it's the same thing that happened on January 6th in Washington, D.C. When unprovoked, rioters, insurrectionists supporting Donald Trump, the bipartisan congressional January 6th committee found that Donald Trump incited this riot, encouraged it, went to the Capitol and attacked our Capitol police officers and law enforcement unprovoked. And those people should also be arrested, which many of them were, tried by their peers, which many of them were, found guilty, and were in jail. And Donald Trump gave them a pass and pardoned them. And Brad Schimmel, now running for Supreme Court of Wisconsin, went on conservative talk radio here about a month ago or so. He doesn't want you to hear this, but here's what Brad Schimmel thinks about those January 6th insurrectionists.
The same thing for these January 6th defendants who were all prosecuted in the Washington, D.C. district, which is overwhelmingly liberal. This part of the manipulation is to go to districts like that. They would never take their prosecution in a district where you had a fair shot as a defendant.
Thinks they got a raw deal. January 6th insurrectionists who attacked cops. We've named some of those people. Some are from Wisconsin. One put on his own Facebook page and bragged about using bear spraying cops. And Donald Trump pardoned them, and Brad Schimmel is all for it because he thinks he got a raw deal. And Brad Schimmel has the gall to have law enforcement officers in uniform, by the way, in these TV ads calling himself the law and order candidate. That is false. If you support, as Brad Schimmel does, pardoning the January 6th convicted insurrectionists who attack cops, you are no friend of law enforcement, and it's disqualifying. The real law and order candidate is Susan Crawford, who also has actual endorsements from real sheriffs, current and former, who will go on the Supreme Court and defend law enforcement, who will not pardon January 6th insurrectionists who were found guilty by a jury of their peers. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to phone lines and listening on WCFW in Chippewa Falls. Ann, what say you?
Yes, I just had a comment on a couple things, Todd. As far as the George Floyd and the Capitol riot, I'm sorry, but the Capitol riots were much worse as far as what the riots were fighting for in Minneapolis. Also, Brad Schimmel, he stands behind these cops, and one of the cops has a sexual misconduct that happened right here in Chippewa Falls. So people need to do a little research on that. And then also I had a great thing for the people in our country. How about these young men? They get vasectomies until they get married or they have sex. That way, it can be on them instead of us women having to decide our life or the baby's life. That's all I got to say. Thanks, Todd.
Appreciate the call. And 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark, we got about 30 seconds. Do you want to go right now or come on back?
I'll come on back after the break.
All right, sounds good. Mark's going to chill up there in Prairie du Sac, watch the birds fly by maybe on this beautiful afternoon, and then we'll come on back and talk to him. What do you think about this? Brad Schimmel trying to have it both ways on the 1849 Wisconsin abortion ban and also supporting the pardoning of January 6th insurrectionists. 855-752-4842, an agricultural update from Midwest Farm Report, and then come on back for more on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, Thursday, February 27th, 2025. Zomers on the board. I said before the show, it feels like Friday, Zomers. I don't know why.
I agree. For some reason, it just feels like we should be hitting the weekend.
It's been a long week already, as they say. But no. Tomorrow, our old friend Peter Rapine, who was feeling a little under the weather last week, and he's going to be back this week with an all-new edition of Week in Review. Yeah, wild things and wacky things that actual human beings do.
If this really was Friday and we didn't get Peter Rapine, I would be very sad.
Right. So we'll get Rapine tomorrow at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. Be with us then and much more. So it should be a fun show for a Friday tomorrow. Right now talking about Broadway Brad Schimmel, who apparently, like a lot of us, enjoy a good musical number because he must be a fan of Book of Mormon, as we played in the first segment there, taking us back to 1849. Not quite the same line from Book of Mormon, but Brad Schimmel wants to go back to 1849. We played the recording in his own words from a meeting last year in Calumet County, in audio obtained by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, of which Schimmel does not deny it, saying that he's fine with keeping the 1849 law on the books in Wisconsin that does not allow for rape exceptions for rape or incest for women to receive medical care in form of abortion. Well, so, sing a little different tune today. But that's what he was caught on mic saying last summer. Also, in his own words, Brad Schimmel on conservative radio from a month or so ago, saying that he thinks that the January 6th insurrectionists, those who attacked police officers, were found guilty by a jury of their peers and sentenced to prison and then released by Donald Trump, says those folks got a raw deal. Is just fine with Donald Trump pardoning those criminals, those insurrectionists. And as a guy who supports law enforcement, I just don't go along with that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac holding on. Mark, we appreciate you hanging on. What say you?
No problem. Yeah. Well, Brad Schimmel doesn't think a Republican or a Republican supporter can get a fair trial in a Democratic district because, after all, he gave Scott Jensen a misdemeanor in place of three felonies when Scott Jensen was convicted of in the caucus scandal back then, which enabled Scott Jensen to go out and be a lobbyist, making six figures a year probably, and you know since then, and actually probably funneling contributions to Brad Schimmel's various campaigns. And for Scott, for Brad Schimmel's position on rape and incest as far as abortion, let's remember Scott Walker opines. He says, well, rape is just something you get over. After the initial trauma, that just goes away. And then you're just faced with the joy of the pregnancy that you have. I mean, this must be the attitude of these freaks. And he needs to be nowhere near the Supreme Court. He shouldn't even be in a Waukesha County judge.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Mark. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, always a pleasure. What say you?
Yeah, first of all, Schimmel saying that these guys didn't get a fair trial. A fair number of them actually admitted their guilt, including being part of an insurrection. And at least one guy from Wisconsin even bragged about bear spraying and pepper spraying police officers. Yeah.
The guy from Pulaski.
Yeah, that's but that the that's that even you know just as bad as that is Schimmel's opinion that a 175-year-old law regarding abortion. First of all, judge has already said that doesn't really include abortion. It means infanticide, and secondly, he thinks that a law that was on the books before women had the right to vote, probably 100% male legislature at the time, almost certainly, and he thinks that's just fine to be able to enforce back into law. Just as bad as that is the current makeup of part of the court as well. We've got two so-called justices on there that basically said, yeah, we are going to vote to overturn the votes of 200,000 Wisconsinites because we didn't like the results that came out in Bain and Milwaukee counties. And then we've got the third, the so-called chief justice, who voted with them to say, yeah, it's gerrymandering that is so egregious that you got to cross a separate district to go from a part of one district to another part of the same district. Oh, that's just fine by our law.
I mean, no, I think, and
they're yeah. they're not just right wing, they're extremists. Right.
And you're talking about that the vote on was the 2020 election where Brian Hagedorn, one of the current justices, was the only conservative and really was the deciding vote that prevented the 2020 election results from being overturned in Wisconsin. And yeah, I think you're right that Schimmel is more likely to side with those who would have overturned the election. I just think, you know, as our friend Matt Flynn is fond of saying, he's a bad guy. He's a bad dude. And, you know, shouldn't belong there when you have a law and order candidate like Susan Crawford, who's going to follow the law, support law enforcement. I just think she's the better choice. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly up to WCFW listening area. Beautiful Eau Claire, where we find Gene in Eau Claire on WCFW. We appreciate you, Gene. What say you?
Hi, great show as usual. I'm just very, very thankful for you guys and civic media who are really taking the bull by the horns and giving people the facts. I'm so thankful because we don't get them from our local media. Rural area, we're getting all kinds of garbage in the mail promoting this thief and
a million dollars, being put in and counting by Elon Musk and his dark money buddies.
Yeah, I believe the number is approaching 2 million at this point.
There you go. So
I wish somebody would put an ad on the air. I would if I was wealthy as Elon Musk, putting out there what Schimmel's exact words have been. So people are aware. That's a beautiful thing you put that out there. This is a very, very serious thing. And people who want to mouth off and say, oh, the liberals are upset. I've never been in a party, ever. Mm-hmm. I used to have Republican and Democrats and independent signs in my yard when I lived in the city. And I'll tell you something. This is not normal. This is, we need Susan Crawford in that position to help protect Wisconsin, because if we don't, we're going to be up the creek without a paddle because there'll be nobody protecting Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And what Trump's doing with the help of the Wisconsin representative. So folks, start paying attention to what your Republican representatives are doing to you.
Right.
As you continue to support them. Thank you, and keep up the great work, please.
Thanks, Gene. Thank you. Always bye-bye. Appreciate the call. Appreciate your listenership up there. You can listen to us on WCFW, The Tap, up there. Beautiful Chippewa Valley, Eau Claire area, beautiful part of the state. Well, here's something. 43 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Let's turn a page for a second, because I think like a lot of our callers, a lot of our listeners, people say, well, Todd, what can I do about it? What can I do? Great question. Two things. Number one, as our friend Luke Mathers likes to say, be a voter. And if you're not sure if you're registered, maybe you've moved recently, you just want to check to make sure you're registered, because this general election for Supreme Court, for DPI, Department of Public Instruction Secretary, is coming up on April 1st. No joke. No joke. You can go to myvote.wi.gov. Just get out your smartphone, your laptop, go to Google, and just type in myvote.wi.gov. It'll take you there. You just put in your address, and it'll tell you whether you're registered or where your local polling place is. Get pre-registered. Of course, Wisconsin does allow registration same day, but just easier to get it done beforehand. And then you're all set to go and be a voter on April 1st. Do you have something, Zalmer? Sorry.
Yeah, and also tell your friends, tell your family. Yeah. If you have a second and you know how to use myvote.wi.gov, and maybe someone in your family doesn't, help them out. Show them it's actually right. Really easy to use. I've done it before plenty of times and re-registered when moving, and it never takes very long.
And I've said this once, I'll say it again, I'll say it 1,000 times, regardless of who you're going to vote for. I want everyone who is eligible to legally vote to vote. Everyone should be a voter. Certainly I have preferences. We talk about things in this show, but even back when I used to be a Republican, I left the party in 2011, when I worked for my former bosses and talk to school groups or adult groups or whatever, I would always say, look, I have a preference here. But to preserve a democracy and the American dream, each of us, regardless of party affiliation, should be a voter. Go to myvote.wi.gov. One more call quickly, 855-752-4842. Ann in Chippewa Falls. Ann, what have you got for us, please?
Yes, I just have a message for all women that aren't having babies like me, but I do have a daughter that wants to have a baby, and I'm sure there's lots of women out there that have daughters and granddaughters. And I'm begging you to not let Brad Schimmel get this position, because I'm worried if my daughter has a pregnancy that goes bad, it could cost her her life. And I think we need to think outside the box, not just about ourselves, guys. We need to think about our neighbors, our friends, our children, our grandchildren. And that's why I'm fighting this so bad. It's not about me at all, because I'm not going to have a baby. But I do have a daughter that wants a baby. And if things go wrong, I don't want her life to be taken. So we really need to take this serious, guys, and think about other people besides yourself, because abortion isn't just about getting rid of a baby. It's about a tragedy that goes wrong, yeah. And we need the care. And this is women's health care, guys. Let's get out there and vote. Well, I just had to give that message out there.
Well said, Anne. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for your listenership. That's another great point. Dr. Lyerly has talked about it on this network. This is also about just health care for women. When you have ectopic pregnancies, where the egg starts forming outside the womb and in the wrong way, and it can actually be life-threatening to the mother, that fetus will never fully form. The mother could die. And so that's a case where you're saving the life of the mother. And many of these extreme abortion issues, and folks like Brad Schimmel want to take us back to 1849.
Yeah, a lot of people I talk to who are pro-life say that, well, of course, we want to, you know, let people have exceptions for abortion when it comes to the life of the mother or things like that. The problem is, you might think that, but the people who are making the laws, it's not written that way.
Right.
And people like my mom had fertility issues, and she had to have what is technically a medical abortion for a extremely wanted pregnancy that had complications that would have threatened her life, and certainly the baby would have died anyway. So she's my mom is pro-life, but reasonably so. She's like, I would rather not have abortion, but you can't just make these blanket laws, because then my mom could have died.
Yeah. It's about having access, and so that women do have a choice. And if they have a spouse, if they have a clergy, they can make that decision. It's about having access to a choice. So, well said. Here's another, besides being a voter, here's another thing that you can do. You can participate. There's something called the February 28th. That's tomorrow's numbers. Last day of the month. An economic blackout. It's an initiative by the People's Union. USA, which describes itself as a grassroots movement dedicated to economic resistance, government accountability, and corporate reform. The group says it has no political affiliation, but is rather focused on uniting Americans against corporate greed. The movement was founded by John Schwarz, who was described the movement as raising awareness about the ways, quote, the system is rigged, unquote, against everyday Americans. He says, quote, for our entire lives, they have told us we have no choice, that we have to accept these insane prices, the corporate greed, the billionaire tax breaks, and all while we struggle to just get by, unquote, according to Schwarz. Going to come back, give you some details about this economic blackout. It starts in about 11 hours, 10 minutes at midnight tonight. Come on back. Your phone calls as well. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Ready Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. Welcome back. Coming up at hour two, what's worse, the ketchup edition. Not going to want to miss that. Also talking about Joann Fabrics closing down. And we have a new segment called Is It Fake or Is It Real? Right now, just talking about this. You know, I'm going to call it a cause or an event. A lot of people say, what can I do? Obviously, vote on April 1st, regardless of who you're voting for. I want to emphasize that. Even if you don't agree with me, I want everybody to exercise their democratic right to go out and vote on April 1st. But you can also participate in what's being called an economic blackout. Starting at midnight tonight, it's being sponsored by the People's Union USA. Calls itself a grassroots movement against for economic resilience, government accountability, and corporate reform. So here's what they're encouraging people to do. Starting at midnight tonight, all day on February 28th, tomorrow, no spending for a full day. Just don't spend any money to try to send a message. And then on March 7th through the 14th, they're encouraging an Amazon blackout. That'd be very difficult for some people. March 21st through 28th, Nestle blackout. And there's a couple more after that. So again, I mean, you know, is it going to put these people out of business? No, but I think it's just a matter of wanting to do something. And, you know, if everybody participates, it could send a signal at least that people are upset.
Another note on those, they do say, you know, if you have to, try to use local businesses in that time.
Right.
Like if you have an emergency need tomorrow, don't put yourself in danger.
Oh, right. But exactly. But use your head. 855-752-4842. Now Zommers is scheduling people around doctor's appointments. We go to our longtime listener, Gary in Sussex. We understand you have to get on quickly. Gary, look, we're going to put you at the head of the line to make sure you get to your doctor's appointment.
Yeah, I got to be there in a few minutes.
All right, what do you got for us?
Yeah, God gave us 5 children, okay? We have 2 of them that we adopted. 3 of them are natural. 2 of them died at birth and went to heaven. And when I held my daughters in my arm and they died in my arms, they were born at 5.5 months and they couldn't survive. They went in incubators and needle, and they brought them back and they said they're not going to make it. That's when I became extremely pro-life. Before, I used to always believe abortion wasn't good, but I always thought it was a woman's right to do this. But when I held these children in my hands and they died, perfect little fingers, little fingernails, eyes, nose, everything. It just, so when people say that they need to have an abortion, no, you really don't. Mm-hmm. I have 2 children and I have 6 grandchildren from my 2 adopted children. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love my children, all of them, and my grandkids.
Gary, I always appreciate, I mean, you've been very, honest and transparent and vulnerable on this show, which I appreciate tremendously. And certainly My heart, my thought, my prayers go to you and your wife for those losses. I can't even begin to understand or imagine what you all went through. We've also talked on the show as well about ectopic pregnancies, where if something went wrong,
ectopic,
where, you know, in the case of I believe, I'm not misspeaking, where your wife, you know, would have died had that stayed in her. And so I think
absolutely.
That, and that's exactly right. And so those are the situations that I think hopefully that Wisconsinites could agree upon. But if we were to go back to this 1849 law and put that into effect, people like your wife in that same situation would die. Women would die. And so I think that's the danger.
I agree. Ectopic pregnancies are extremely dangerous. The baby's going to die, and my wife would die.
And so that's where we have to focus on, I think. We have to allow that, which Schimmel just doesn't seem to want to do.
Well, I disagree with you, Todd. I think that ectopic pregnancies, I think that he's...
We did not cut Gary off. Gary, your phone's cutting out. I promise everybody we did not do that. Wherever you are, Gary, it's cutting out on its own.
Okay, bye.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. He's going to an appointment.
He probably is pushing it a little bit, too.
He can come back on. We did not cut Gary off. So I just want to make sure people know that. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly out to Los Angeles, California. L.A. Tom, thanks for calling in. L.A., what do you got?
Yeah, you know, I am pro-life. I am pro-life in terms of kids getting enough food, nutrition. I am pro-life. I am against the death penalty. I am pro-life. I am against wars. I am pro-life. I am against, pretty much everything you can think of. This issue is not pro-life. This is what the right wing, and this is what, honestly, even my Catholic faith have made this into. This issue is pro a woman's right to choose versus pro the government's right to choose. Mm-hmm. And just because women have the right to choose doesn't mean they're going to choose to terminate a pregnancy. In fact, 85 to 90% of the women out there have children every single day because they and their partners or whoever have chosen to do so. Mm. So we need to stop with this whole pro-life, because we know the opposite of pro-life is pro-death. And that's not fair. It's either pro a woman's right to choose, the noun woman, or pro government's right to choose, because government's the one, and that would be we the people, even. We don't have we should not have the ability to tell a woman what to do. It is a woman's right to choose. And someone that would be pro-birth, would be maybe trying to go to a woman and say, hey, maybe can help you out financially or whatever it might be. That to me is more important.
Up against the clock, Tom. Thanks for calling. Gotta go. Come on back. What's worse in hour two, Joanne Fabric? And is it fake or is it real?